all ears about these new gummies. We'll take a bite out of that story.
Ooh, and Seth Rogen's mom will do anything for her son. Wait, this sounds like my mom. Oh, better watch out.
All right, speaking of feisty mothers, honey, Rihanna has a PSA, honey, for those who come for her baby.
Gabby, she's probably talking about you, bro.
Oh.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Y'all know we spoke about Khloe Kardashian getting back into the dating world just yesterday. And reportedly, she's been already spotted out over the weekend with an old flame. Mr. Steal Your Girl, Trey Songz.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Man.
All right. Y'all, hide your daughters.
Okay, guard your daughters. Sources claim the exes attended Justin Bieber's intimate party together in Hollywood, where they sat next to each other in the same booth and engaged in plenty of one-on-one conversations. So what y'all think? Are y'all here for Khloe and Trey Songz or what?
God be with them both.
Yeah, Trey Songz, he's got a lot of stuff going on. He's a nice guy. I think he seems like a very cool dude. It seems like more friend vibes to me, though, with Khloe. And, like, you know how you got your good male friend?
I sure do hope so, because we're going to see Khloe on more migraine commercials if this goes any further, I think.
But
to be honest with y'all, she must really love community eggplant, child, because this boy is community property. Yeah. So, all right, Miss
really?
Khloe.
What Gary said.
I didn't know that.
Well, moving on, nearly 25 years after being stripped from his WBA heavyweight championship title for biting Evander Holyfield's ear.
I remember that.
Mike Tyson has decided to honor his former opponent by slinging weed gummies in the shape of his ears called, get this, y'all?
No.
Mike Bites.
You know what? No way. Oh my God. That is very clever.
That is so smart and so business savvy. I want a bag of these, yo.
You want a bag of these?
Absolutely.
They look disgusting.
They look like little ears. They look like little edible ears. Yeah. I want to try these.
I would like to taste
pig
it.
They look like pig ears, Brad,
yes. But I want to taste it to see if he gives me that chill.
Listen, Mike, I know you watch the show. Send us some bags so we can do them right here live on the show.
Yeah.
So we can see, have some ears. That'd be fun.
I just want to work at the company and be the guy that bites the little piece off and puts them back in. The company took to Twitter saying that the gummies will be sold to select dispensaries. And Mike even put a stamp of approval on the gummies, writing, these ears actually taste good.
His ranch is here in California, so there's going to be some dispensaries in L.A. who are going to carry these for sure. So, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
Man, I mean, do you think Evander Holyfield should get something from this, even a small piece?
Absolutely.
Yes, he should. He needs to send Evander a check.
He should.
So, you guys, Seth Rogen has his mom by his side for sure. I love this story. So, Seth told his followers on Twitter that his mom, Sandy, has stepped in to help move along one of his projects.
Nice.
He wrote, did my mother just email the head of a major movie studio to get them to hurry up and greenlight our movie?
Wow.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Yes, Mom.
Now, it's unclear which movie or production studio he was referring to, but y'all think his mom overstepped her boundaries?
No, absolutely not. That's Mom. That's Mom just being Mom. Yes. I love that.
No, she needs to stay in her damn place. Did Spike Lee ask his mama to have the people do any of his movies? No. So she should stay in her place. That's what's wrong with the world today now. Why y'all behind and they ahead?
Mom wouldn't want to look out for their kids, though. If my mom was in a position to go ahead and get me in a movie and she could do it, I'd be like, hell yeah, Mom, good looking out.
And she has to have some level of connections to even have the email of the people to reach out to.
Right. He's a grown man, honey. Stay in a man's position, not a child.
My mom never got me in any movies, but my mother would help me with every school project I ever had.
Yes.
She said, my baby is going to get an A on this. She would help me build planets. She would help me cut like cardboard to do all my crafts. So my mom was always there like that. What's up, Mom? I love you.
They love their babies, but y'all missing. That's not fair to the people whose mama didn't go that far in school to help out.
That's their problem.
What does that have to do with us, though, if we have great moms in great positions that look out for us?
Can somebody please hug Gary? Gary needs a damn hug.
He should call his mama and tell his mama to come hug you.
All right, moving on. Rihanna has a PSA for everyone, so you better listen up. If you talk about her babies, you're going to be man down.
Wow.
All right? Wow. Just like that. In an interview, Riri revealed that she is in her third trimester, but she also gave a warning. If you try her when it comes to her little ones, you might get a Real Housewives of New Jersey reaction from her.
Okay.
That sounds very scary. Oh, she said Teresa from Jersey does not play about her kids. She's she will flatten you about those kids. I love that. And that resonates with me a lot because I feel like that's the type of mom I'm going to be. Psycho about it.
Okay.
Rihanna. Okay,
I'm not
Riri.
Mad.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not mad at her either. But then she thought a bit more about it and added that she'll be worse than Teresa and said, "You talk about my kids, it's over."
Okay, you. Here's the thing. You don't have to be psycho about it. You can be protected. Because, you know, and I remember, Brett, I don't know if you remember this, like, when you is in Chicago, Chewy, and somebody, like, mess with you, mamas always came up to
it's
the school.
It's
It'd be
rap.
The mama's
yes.
fight.
It's a wrap.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Like, you just be watching the two mamas go at it.
My mom was the same way. She, that's why she put me in karate, and that's why I did, like, 7 years of karate. But if you mess with her baby, she kids stole my marbles once on the block.
Ooh.
My mom went over to that house and took all the marbles.
Oh, that's
fine. That's a G right
got
there.
Got all my marbles back and then some.
Yeah.
See, you remember that, Bob? You remember that?
I'm a little scared with Judy and Brad because, you know, Brad's real protective
yes.
over her dog.
Yes.
And I'm a little scared if somebody mess with their baby.
Yeah. It will be a slight problem. Just a slight.
Yeah, you very woosah right
yes.
now.
Can you imagine like if a paparazzi came and tried to take a picture of Brad's baby without asking?
No.
It would be a wrap.
Yeah.
It'd be a wrap.
No,
yeah.
it wouldn't. I would be nice to them.
Yeah. Never see you using a bad example, Chewy. You using a bad example. It's somebody bully.
Oh,
now that's different. That's a little different.
Okay, there you go, paparazzi.
That's different.
Okay, what do you do? What does your lady do? Your wife do? Does she like jump in?
I mean, we're not at that point with our kids yet because like. My kids are not really getting into trouble, except my 3 year old. My 3 year old is wild. Like, I went to go pick him up from daycare yesterday. Even the kids told me that he had a bad day.
Oh, wow. Okay, you guys, it is time for
Dish Gone Viral.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you something else that will make a woman go psycho. A fake diamond ring.
Yep.
All right, this right here is so messy. It screams ATL.
It does.
So at the Portland Trail Blazers versus the Atlanta Hawks basketball game, a couple was sitting courtside, happy in love, until the ATL Hawks mascot came by and tested to see if the love was real. You got to see this.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's going to be a rough flight home.
Wow.
Okay.
She walked off the court.
She was really mad.
Her ring, it seems that her ring was not real. The diamond ring she had gotten from her fiancé was the cubic zirconia.
Zirconia. What made the mascot choose her, though? It's so many questions in this.
Right. I think at the end of it, we find out there's more than a fake ring at play right here. But
here's the thing.
And the Oscar goes to?
They didn't look courtside ready.
And to dude's defense, you know, Atlanta is the home of the scammers. So who's to say that he didn't go by? Buy a ring, assuming it was real, you know, because guys, we're not appraisers, you know. Unless you're Gary,
all the time.
But why would the mascot choose her?
She just looks sparkly.
And let's say.
Up next, baby, honey, there were all kinds of tears and drama last night on the finale of The Bachelor. We have all that tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Right. Last night was the second part of the Bachelor finale. Okay, here we go. Now, previously, Susie eliminated herself, but then Clayton dumped the other two ladies, and Susie came back only to say no to Clayton at the final rose ceremony.
Woo!
You gotta see this.
To me, like, it's not over until you tell me it's over.
I feel like it's over.
But wait. It turns out that it wasn't over because after filming ended, Susie and Clayton got back together and they appeared on After the Final Rose as boyfriend and girlfriend.
Woo!
what?
She should have walked away, girl. Walk away, yeah. honey.
I was hoping she walked away that I felt like yo, you should have totally had sex whenever you had the chance, and then you didn't. But now right. everything's back to normal. There's no chaos.
I'm glad she changed her mind, because a woman could change her mind, and she did the right thing. And, you know, now right. they're in love.
She was just like, I'm not putting up with this. Mm. I'm leaving. Mm. And it worked.
Mm. And it changed her.
I don't think you get a lot of, like, you know, lessons from The Bachelor. This is one that I think that young girls should see. You know, if you know your worth,
yeah.
then you can walk away. You yeah. can say no.
Keep your legs closed. Open yeah. them up later.
Don't give up the cookie.
Don't give it up. Your cookie is worth something.
Fur. All right, that wasn't the only surprise last night. As usual, when The Bachelor ends, they announce the new Bachelorettes, which is always
right,
cool.
Yes.
But to shake things up, Clayton's final two rejects, Gabby and Rachel will both be Bachelorettes at the same time, and they will date the same 30 guys. What?
So they're doing the same thing.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Watch it.
What's it like knowing that you're going to go on this journey with this woman right here?
I'm a girl's girl through and through, so having a friend by my side is the best thing that I could ask.
Okay, so Sherry, imagine you and Kim Whitley are on the same dating show, dating the same man.
No.
How would that go down?
I love Kim Whitley, but I don't want to be kissing the same man
yeah.
she's kissing.
That's kind of hot.
But kissing where she didn't kiss him at, then. You're not kissing
him. I don't want to be competing with my friend.
But are they really friends? Because the only thing they got in common is they both lost. Like, are they really homies?
HK, they developed this family-like kind of thing. But right. it was really smart. You see the ABC is, like, right. pulling something on you. Because you sleep in that... Clayton slept with both of y'all.
Both
now, what if you get on here and you have sex with the same guy again?
Yeah, like, nothing wrong with that. Y'all taking this out of proportion. That means if me and one of my good Judy's, honey, girl, we'd be like, girl, you felt on him. Girl, you touched him. How big? We'd be comparing those hands.
Gary's rough. Gary's a dude. Gary, I love you, Gary. Right. I love you so much.
Thank you.
No, these two women clearly don't have a problem with sharing.
We should just rename the show The Splatula.
Yes.
It's a big mess.
I think y'all better think twice.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
They've already shared fluids, so just keep it going.
Now you're going to sleep with another bachelor?
Yeah.
Just sleep with everybody.
There's 30
like,
of
why
them.
Why swap, okay?
They'll be swapping lots of things.
Woo. All right, it's deal time.
Hey.
And Morning Save spokesperson Rosalind Daniels is here. What you got for us, Roz?
Okay, guys, so I have just the thing that's going to have you cooking easier and healthier. It's the Cup-It 7-quart family-size air fryer.
Now, that looks fabulous, honey. What all can you cook with it?
You can go from cooking a rotisserie chicken to baking a cake, and I love the fact that I can cook all of my favorite crunchy foods without even using oil. So it's healthier, and it still tastes delicious. And with little to no preheating, I can put dinner on the table in half the time that I would use in a regular oven.
Now, this looks really modern and sleek, plus it won't take up a whole lot of counter space.
That's right. So the manufacturer has a whole bunch of extra air fryers, so they're able to pass along the great deal to our Dishettes. Now, I've seen this air fryer go for as high as $140, but now Dish Nation viewers can get it for only $69.
Ooh, 69? That's a good number.
Ooh, you heard her. Y'all head over to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Thanks for stopping by, Roslyn.
Next up, does topless dancing and bad tattoos equal a thirst trap? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Now, you know, breaking up is hard to do, especially when you have to announce it on the gram in a long, honest, revealing post. And that's exactly what Vanderpump Rules star Tom Schwartz did when it came to calling it quits with his co-star and wife, Katie Maloney. Now, this post is crazy long. Yo, Chewy, can we do like a back and forth tag team, like dramatic reading, just so we can really emote the hurt that I got Tom is going through right now?
I'm with it, brother. I'm with it.
I'll pop it off.
Okay.
Well, this sucks. How am I supposed to capture 12 years of love in a canned Instagram caption? What picture am I supposed to use? Is there a go-to breakup font?
After 9 years on a reality show, it feels a little tone-deaf to say, please respect our privacy. Instead, I'll ask to please be kind.
I'm not the victim. Not gonna write to a sad love song.
Always and forever, you'll be in my heart. on my ass, maybe not so much.
So, y'all, basically, then the thing is, she left him then, right? She left him. So,
yeah.
This is the most downtrodden celebrity breakup post ever. I mean, my God, but it's cute, though.
You gonna cry in the car.
And I love it that he said, you know, we're on social media, so I'm not the victim. Right. I'm not going to say respect our privacy. Right. I'm just going to say, please be kind.
You think trolls are going to be kind?
No, never. When you ask them to be kind,
that's when they're even more evil
than
me.
That's when they go in.
But you can't win, Brett, because if you go respect my privacy, then they mad because you're saying
just
it because they like,
say
no.
Shit. Right. Just don't say
don't
nothing.
Say
but 12 years, y'all, like, ugh.
But what about 12 Years a Slave? Wasn't that a movie?
That's kind of what marriage is like.
Wow. Relationships, Gary. Relationships. Where was the rat?
Just ignore Gary so we can move on.
Okay, y'all, it's time for another
Trapping with the Stars.
All right, everybody. Ain't nothing like a little pre-Academy Awards bareback action. Yes, honey.
Yay.
Leave it to Amy Schumer to quench your thirst, okay? The actress posted a revealing video with only a pair of black panties on, accessorized by her lovely tramp stamp on her lower back, dancing around to Lil' Kim's Crush on You while getting fitted for her Oscars look. Wow. The caption said, can't stop dancing, hashtag bad tattoo, hashtag bad dancing.
You know, I love, this is what I love about Amy. She's not pretending to be something that she's not. She's going, I can't dance, it's just bad. What did she say, bad what?
Bad everything.
Bad everything.
So you can't come at her and say, oh, you horrible, because she already
said it. She knows it. I know some of you are tatted, and do you have any tattoos that you regret?
I'm not tatted.
You're not, Brad's Sherry's tatted. Not tatted, Brad's tatted.
I'm tatted.
HK, you got any ink?
None that I regret. Like, the Yankees are still, like, a winning team at the moment.
Everything that's tatted is a part of your life or something that happened in your life, a memory.
I love it.
It's not that I don't want pain, but I still want that tape measure on my back. I just really trying to wait to get in, so I would like to have that one. So.
That's kind of gross.
Speaking of Oscars, make sure you check Dish Nation tomorrow as the amazing, talented, and beautiful Regina Hall will be dishing with us about her new movie, hosting the Oscars, and so much more. But stay tuned. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. It's time for
Dixie Dish coming.
Well, if you know anything about the Senate, you know they rarely agree on anything.
Never.
Okay. But Tuesday, the Senate surprised us all by unanimously passing the Sunshine Protection Act.
Yes.
Now, the Sunshine Protection Act will permanently extend daylight savings time from 8 months of the year to the full 12 months.
Yes.
So what this means is that our days will be longer. Yes. And representatives believe that there are enormous health and economic benefits that come with making daylight savings permanent. So the Senate is hoping the House will also act on passing this very quickly. Now, does anybody here oppose
this? Hell no. During the wintertime when the sun is going down at 4 p.m. and it's time to go to sleep at 5.
Yeah. Okay, wrong.
Like, I can't thrive during those times. So this is perfect. I agree with this.
I disagree because when it changes, we appreciate it when we do get to get that hour. Like, I want to keep that traditional. Let's keep it the same that it's been since we were children.
No.
See, I hate when it's dark at like 2 p.m.
Thank you. Yes, I hate that. The next couple of bills that should pass is the 4-day work week, student loans.
Yeah, that's cool.
The bathroom closer in the club.
Yes.
Closer to the gym.
Was that on the docket?
Right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.